Blog Talk Radio.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transition. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
This program is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
My purpose is to praise you. My longing is to worship you. My life desires to live for you. The mighty things you do, I worship you, 'cause in spite of all my misery and all the things I cannot see, I know I can call life desires to live for.
Good morning and welcome to Josie's Inspiration. This is Josie and today is June the 29th, 2020. We're winding down in the month of June, but we're revving up for summer. Sort of, I have to say, because we're still in the midst of so much chaos and turmoil in our lives due to COVID-19, due to the riots, due to all the atrocities that are happening to us individually, community-wide, and worldwide. And this morning, as I get ready for this show, I always wanted to look for scripture to guide me and direct me. And while I had something pulled out already, I was sitting at my desk, and in front of me is a book that I had and I read during my cancer treatments by an author, Harold S. Kushner. He's also the author of a book that I read over and over again, which that book is called When Bad Things Happen to Good People. And the book that I'm looking at now, which is so appropriate for right now, The Lord is My Shepherd, Healing Wisdom of the 23rd Psalm. And I thought about, you know, how well I grew up knowing the words to the 23rd Psalm and being able to recite it in Sunday school and having it as a part of my core. And so I wanted to read the full 23rd Psalms, and then I wanted to go to one particular verse before I start talking about A to Z essential oils for cancer care. So, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Father God, these words bring comfort to me today. As I think about all the things that are going on around me, around this world, think about my journey that you brought me through with cancer. 3 times cancer, 1 time brain tumor, and I'm here to give testimony to my ability to stand strong through those tests. Stand strong, not because I was strong, but because through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are always with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. And today, dear Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart bring comfort to someone who is listening or on replay. But Lord, let these words represent what you have shown me and taught me. In the name of your precious Son, Jesus, I thank you. Amen. And so in verse 4 of that psalm, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. So one of the things that as I look at Harold Kushner's book, The Lord is My Shepherd, and looking at specifically, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, he writes, when he came to believe that God did not control genetics or laws of nature, that fire burns and bullets harm good people and bad people alike, that God may have cared about what kind of people we are, we have to understand in the midst of all of our frustrations that thou art with me. When bad things happen to you, the challenge is not to explain them, to justify them, or even to accept them. The challenge is to survive them and to go on living. And the key to surviving misfortune is the realization that when bad things happen, God is on our side. The illness, the accident are not God's will. When we choose to affirm life in the face of loss, to affirm goodness in the face of evil, we are on God's side. He is with us, and we are with him. And the future does not frighten us. And those words are very comforting because, you know, when I always think back to my days and journeying through cancer and, you know, being in a place of uncertainty and loss of control. And that's a big thing for us as individuals is we like to have control. We want controls over our situation. We want controls over our life. We want control over those people that are around us. We want control over our government, over our world, over everything. And we cannot be in control of everything. So in cancer, that is the greatest moment for me of realization and relinquishing my desire to be in control. So today, as I talk about A to Z essential oils for cancer care, just remember, this is my opinion. I am not a healthcare professional. I'm not an MD. I'm not a PhD. I'm not any kind of doctor. I am passionate about essential oils because I found the benefits of how they have helped me through my journey. As I talk today, I'm going to combine two alphabets as I'm winding through my A to Z. I'm going to talk about U and V together because they are closely related, and that's urinary tract infections and vaginal issues. And these might sound like women's issues, but, you know, some of these things can happen to men as well. So what is a urinary tract infection? It's an infection in any part of the urinary system, the kidneys, the ureters, the bladder, and the urethra. And a lot of infections involve lower urinary tract, the bladder, and the urethra. And, of course, women are at a greater risk of developing UTIs than men, but the infection is painful and annoying no matter what. And for cancer patients, the problem can derive from challenges in hormonal The problem can derive from changes in hormone levels caused by chemotherapy because that treatment can cause vaginal atrophy, loss of estrogen, and UTI symptoms like frequent and urgent need to urinate, having irritation when we eat spicy foods, have caffeine, carbonated beverages, acid foods. So we have to be mindful during cancer treatments of the things that can happen. Chemotherapy can cause a sudden loss of the estrogen production in the ovaries. And in my own personal experience, it led me to symptoms of early menopause, which were attributed by thinning of the vagina or vaginal atrophy and vaginal dryness, which caused very much pain. It also can damage the tissues in the body. It can damage and cause sores and increase the risk of infection, also causing fatigue and increased bleeding. Additionally, radiation therapy can cause damage to the ovaries, and that damage, whether it's permanent or short-term, depends on the strength of the radiation treatment. Damaged ovaries don't produce estrogen. It causes menopause and related symptoms. Now, I can remember clearly, and this, you know, is a woman topic, but my husband had to endure this with me because I remember 1 month having my menstrual cycle pretty normal, and the next month, nothing, and the next month, nothing, and the next month, nothing. And the next month, nothing. And so I went to my doctor because I was in chemo, I'd had radiation, and I didn't know what was happening to my body. I knew my body was going through a lot of changes, my moods, my emotions, my skin, everything that I've talked about on these calls, I was experiencing. But to have suddenly that part of me, which defines me as a woman, my menstrual cycle stop abruptly. I sought out my doctor's advice, and they had more questions than I did. They were like, are you in menopause? And I'm like, I don't know. What is menopause? How do I know if I'm in menopause? And they like, well, we can give you something to make it start again. And I'm like, I'm not disappointed it's gone. I just want to know, why did it stop? Is it the chemo? Is it the radiation? But they had no answers. And so after me doing some natural things to do some cleanses, I have a flush in my body that released a lot of the toxins. And from that day forward, I never had another menstrual cycle. Never had any menopausal symptoms that I hear women talk about, like hot flashes. Mood swings, yes, but, you know, mood swings, I think, is normal for everyone because your hormonal imbalances can cause you to have mood swings. But given the fact that chemotherapy can affect the estrogen production in the ovary and can cause hormonal changes in the body, I'm sure that was an added effect for me to go through what was considered then early menopause. So having chemo, having radiation affects women and men, issues of urinary tract infection and issues of vaginal concern. We know that those issues as cancer patients can vary. And we know, well, I know that there was something called neutropenia, which has an effect on the body because it is when the white blood cells become abnormally low. And it's those white blood cells are the body's main defense system against infection. And neutropenia is a side effect of chemotherapy and increases our risk for infections. And sometimes just knowing the cycles of what our body is going through as cancer patients can be helpful. So, for example, when I had a treatment, I could know that 7 to 12 days after each chemotherapy dose that I was going to have a drop in my white blood cells. Now, also, I was on steroids, which made me feel like the Incredible Hulk. I could feel my muscles bulking up and hurting. After those 7 to 12 days, the body is also vulnerable to getting infection. But then we're right back into that period where we are getting more chemotherapy sometimes. Your blood count decreases 7 to 12 days after chemo. You're then at high risk of infection for 5 to 7 days. And then there's a short period of time that is considered the recovery period. So what's one to do during this time? Well, some of these essential oils I did not know about specifically then, but they're very important to me now in making sure that I keep my body healthy and that I do things to make sure that I am not going through the cancer challenges again, but also making sure that I can help others who may be experiencing some of the challenges that they are going to go through as a result of chemotherapy and radiation. So oils that are really good for urinary tract infections. This first oil is such a powerful oil because for women, it is a great hormonal balancer, and that's bergamot. And bergamot is an amazing oil. It is considered one of the greatest oils for emotional support. In fact, Earl Grey tea is a bergamot tea. It is very beneficial for emotional support, for issues of anxiety, depression, PMS, female and male mental-related disorders or related needs. But one of the things that I like about bergamot is its ability to help with those types of urinary issues. in all cases, as I'm talking to you about the essential oils, I'm giving you my my information based on my personal experiences with using the oils, but it's not to take away from your doctor or to have you do anything against your doctor or to make this a substitute for what your doctors say. So with bergamot, it can be very beneficial in helping you. We always encourage you to put oils on the bottom of your feet. Those are the reflexology areas of your body, so that the bottoms of your feet have the largest pores into your body. And so by putting the oils on the bottom of your feet, it's going to get into the body sufficiently. Because I said bergamot is an Earl Grey tea, Earl Grey tea is a great source to drink to help with that support of the urinary tract, because it's going to help release some of the toxins out of the body. Bergamot relieves inflammation. It can assist in fighting germs and infection. It can inhibit and destroy viruses. It can relieve intestinal gas pain. And it can increase urine production and rid the body of excess fluid. Those are some of the properties that bergamot has. And it helps with the body systems, the nervous system, the respiratory, the endocrine system, the lymphatic, and the circulatory system. The second oil is fennel. And you might think, oh, well, that's a spice. That's an herb that I use in cooking. And absolutely, it is. But fennel is very beneficial for settling the stomach, for cleansing the pancreas, balancing blood sugar levels, and it's used also to help balance hormones in older adults. It's used as a way to help with parasites, and I love fennel in my seasoning. So one of the ways that you can get it is in your seasoning. You can buy fresh fennel, add it to your recipes. It, too, is a diuretic and can increase urine production and rid the body of excess fluids. It also helps promote releasing flatulence or gas, and it helps to boost the circulatory system. It aids in waste management for the lymphatic system and is a decongestant for the lymph system. And for me, having had non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, I'm always looking for ways to keep my lymph system active. The lymph system is a powerful tool, and it's there to help get the toxins out of the body. But unlike blood, it does not flow on its own. So I like to get lymphatic massages to stimulate my lymph nodes. I also like to do dry brushing with my essential oils, which is taking a natural bristle brush with essential oils in my hand and putting it, rubbing the back brush into my hand, and then doing a dry brush to get the lymph system moving. And I start at the feet and I stroke up. I stroke up my legs, around my abdomen, from the palms of my hand into my underarms, because the lymph system runs throughout the whole body. And so it's important for me particularly to help move that lymph fluid through and out of my body. The third oil is tea tree. Now, I talk about tea tree all the time because, you know, it's a go-to oil for me. It's one that I use almost. So tea tree is, as I've talked about before, considered the medicine chest in a bottle. And it's a very powerful immune stimulant, and it can be effective in defending against infections such as bacterial, viral, and fungal. And I like tea tree because it's very gentle. So I can mix some tea tree, as I can with these other oils, in a carrier oil like my kukui or my apricot or one of my other carrier oils. And a carrier oil is what you add essential oils to help dilute it so that you can apply it topically to the body. And so I like to add it to those things. I also like to add it to bath salts as a soak to soak my body and allow my body to get the full benefits of the oils. And the last oil I'm going to talk about is a blend. And always, again, the oils that I talk about are specifically from the company Youngevity International. my website, Josie, josiehopkins.youngevity.com. I like to make blends specifically for people around their health concerns. But this fourth oil, Y23, is an immune oil. Y23 immune helps our immune system. It helps the body begin to get out those invaders in the respiratory system. It can filter the air. In the lymphatic system, it can kill unwanted intruders. And the oils in this blend are known to help relax, soothe tired, sore muscles. And in this blend, it has sweet birch, which is great for bones. It has cajeput, which is used to help with concentration, cedar leaf, copaiba, corn mint, eucalyptus globulus, ginger, white grapefruit, French lavender vera, lime, meadow foam, nutmeg, oregano, orange, peppermint, rosemary, scotch pine, spearmint, tangerine, and pine needle. Now, that's a lot of oils, but it's all in a blend. And that one blend works on the body systems, the immune, the respiratory, the muscular, the skin, and the circulatory. So this information, I pray, is beneficial. And I also pray that as you go through any challenges, as you navigate your way through the challenging times that we're in right now in our world, just remember always that you don't go alone, that you should fear no evil because God is always with us, that we should know that his hand guides us when things become challenging. Take time, be still, pray, and then listen. Be blessed. We will be down for our fourth celebration, commemoration, and a time of prayer. Pray for our country this 4th of July. We just had Juneteenth, which we know is something that we, particularly as African Americans, celebrate because we did not become free on the 4th of July. It took some time for the word to get to all of those enslaved people. But nonetheless, this 4th of July, celebrate your independence. Have a mind for God, a mind for freedom, and do well and just in the world. Be blessed and thank you.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transition. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
This program is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Believe it, but it ain't easy. 'Cause that world I painted, Hello and welcome. Thank you for joining me on Rev. Lydia Speaks on the Josie's Inspiration Network and the Finding My Way Network. Thank you for spending part of your morning with me. I want to talk about balance today. With all that's happening in our world today, I think a conversation about balance may be exactly what is needed. And what got me started on this subject, and it doesn't take a lot for me to go down the rabbit hole, but was changes in my own body. Now, I've long been aware that, like a lot of people, I'm slightly shorter on one side than the other. It's not noticeable, but over the years, it's progressed. Maybe because I stand all day for my job, and I tend to shift my body in weird ways. But doing that has caused me to favor or compensate one side, and I stand unevenly. And after all these years, it's taken a toll on the tilt of my hip and pelvis on one side. And though it's only noticeable to me and to those who may know me well, it's caused a slight limp. And if I move too quickly, I've been known to stumble. And of course, there is pain. But I found that this can be fixed by just wearing a small lift in the heel of my shoe. Now, if something as small as an uneven gait can do all of that to an otherwise healthy body, I started to think, what do you suppose can happen to an otherwise healthy soul from uneven or unloving thought patterns? If the soul is ever and ever expanding, and it is, by means of experiences that can program you in order to protect you, defend you, help you defend yourself, or to get you to love and trust, then what's the result if you're in a constant state of turmoil? Can you see how that can shorten a life due to stress or contribute to illnesses caused by stress? Now, although people say that you're a product of your environment, my thinking is that it's more like you're a product of the decisions of your environment. Because, okay, the Bible tells you that the Creator rested after creating everything. So if you work hard, you too must take rest. The thing about being a balanced person is really about giving yourself the opportunity to experience contrast. Now, contrast is needed in order for you to weigh the difference in the feelings that each state provides for you, and allowing yourself to take the time that is needed for you to be able to decide how you desire your life experiences to allow you to expand and grow, or not, because there is that pesky thing about choice. But let's take nature. In its pure form, as intended from the beginning, nature can take care of itself. Plants, animals, grow and adapt to changes in their environment in order to continue life. That's their purpose. They live. And even when some extremely violent circumstances, like the wildfires that we're seeing that are burning up everything and seemingly wiping out acres of land, it may take time, but eventually something will raise from the ash. Now, how does that happen, and why does that happen? It's because the intelligence within tells the plant when it is safe to return and fulfill the expectations of its purpose, to be beautiful, to grow, to thrive. It's like the acorn expects to be an oak. And as long as there is that spark of knowledge of the connection to the divine promise of who and what you were created to be, it has to manifest. That's an immutable law. But it's sometimes a little harder for us as humans to see the big picture and know our purpose. So instead, we allow the presupposed expectations of others to predict our outcome for us, which is why we're in the state that this world is in today. Years ago, there were experiments done where people with brown eyes were told that they were not as smart as those with blue eyes. And they were allowed to sit with that idea for a while, and work around it and do their normal daily activities around it. Until what happened was they began to believe it and only operate up to the given parameters of expectations laid down for them. Then, of course, the scientists came back and they issued an apology saying that they had it wrong, that it was actually the other way around. Okay, and the actions changed, and you know they would. What happened was that the people were not able to decide for themselves how they wanted their experiences to evolve. They didn't tap into the intelligence within. They never knew or didn't remember if they once had known that they had choice. They allowed the suggestions of someone they deemed more knowledgeable than themselves to alter what they innately knew about themselves. But when you are balanced, regardless of where you live, what you physically see, what you hear, you taste, or you smell, if it doesn't align with that innate knowledge from the divine that you are more, meant to have and experience more so that you can become that full expression of the essence of God that you are, everything within you will revolt at being held back. In other words, you will not be able to remain comfortably uncomfortable, because that longing to grow and expand will eat at you until you fulfill that purpose you were sent here to fulfill. And that's why it's so important to read, to explore, and to expose yourself to things outside of your so-called comfort zone. And it's very important for us to do this with our young people, because the mind works in pictures. What you see, you will experience, even if only in a daydream. And daydreaming or visualizing is important, because doing so lifts your vibration to join the vibration of the desired life and thing that you want to manifest for you. That's why you can hear so many stories about people who came out of abject poverty and became very successful. Becoming aware of your potential and what the expectation of yourself as the representative of the divine is the first step to balance. That's the spiritual lift that your soul growth needs for your life change. Now, Ernest Holmes says it this way: true imagination is not fanciful daydreaming. It's fire from heaven. Buried deep within us are the seeds of creating the life you desire and the outcome you want. And these seeds, they need water just like plants do, but they need water of the balance between your dream and where you are right at this moment. And now that's the contrast I spoke of. They need that to grow. Did you ever get the feeling that there is something out there, just something more waiting for you to get to wherever it is? And the more you look at the disparity between what you want and how to get there and where you are physically, you get depressed. The weight of just living your work-a-day life and just becoming complacent with what is, that's what caused the imbalance. The way walking without that lift caused pain for my hip. So watch your mental energy. It's the ticket to the life you desire. Don't waste your time just surviving when thriving is what you were sent here to do. And yes, you may have had to learn some lessons along the way, and they may have been hard lessons. But I advise you, as I had to advise myself, use them as stepping stones that lead you over those troubled waters. You may still have to be in your present circumstance a little longer physically, but to be sure, the mental energy is aligning and balancing you, preparing you to receive. And you need to remember that what you can conceive, you can receive. If you have never thought much about coming out of your day-to-day routine, or you might have thought about it and you pushed it to the side because what you're doing now is sufficing your needs, remember, the only thing that is actually sufficient It's God's grace and mercy until you come into His will. If you're satisfied with where you're working under your own power, okay. But if you want all of your blessings, and I mean all of your blessings, align your mind to the mind of the divine. And may I add, hang on with everything that you have, because that ride is the most challenging, the most exciting, and the most revealing thing that you've ever, ever experienced. And just think, that's only this lifetime. See, balance doesn't always come easy. Things that create a positive change seldom do. There have been times when my best laid plans have been altered, and I find myself, once again, because it's my habit, on the road to denying me, myself, in order to help another. So I've created a space where I can be reminded that I matter. And I challenge you to make a you space. And then set reminders where you can see them. Just something simple like an affirmation on the mirror or the fridge or your computer screen, so that when you see it, you will be reminded to do what it takes to come back to source. I mean, saying something like, I'm one with my Creator, and then take a long, slow breath. Now, that can work wonders. Now, it doesn't replace my meditation time, but it certainly can hold me in check until I can get to it. And I practice yoga, and I usually do it in the mornings. And on the days when I miss out for whatever reason, my day feels off. Not to mention the yoga helps with my hip condition. But whatever you have to do to maintain the knowledge that you are divine, whole, perfect, and complete, do it. And yes, it's work, but it's your life. Make the choice to live it to the fullest. And sometimes all that takes to regain that feeling of balance is like a walk in nature, in the woods, or if you're lucky enough to live close to the ocean, a walk or a run along the beach. Just do so with an open heart. Look at how the different plants and animals work in harmony. The way each tree makes room for its neighbor. Each bird allows another to share its branch. Or if you're at the beach, notice the rhythm of the waves as they crash onto the shore and daydream about the sea life you can't see but you know is there. Each species knowing that there is room for them and doing what they were created to do, guided by the intelligence within. Breathe. Breathe deeply. Close your eyes and sink your feet into the ground and let your mind just flow. Now, this is not the time to try to solve all the things that you see as problems in this world. This is your time to refresh. As I like to say, to relax, release, and relate. And they work together because unless you can relate to the beauty and harmony of the world that we occupy at this moment. And all we have is this moment. But this moment lives well. If you live it well, it sets up the next one to be lived even better. And the next one, and the next one. And pretty soon, it becomes a habit in your life. And if you can't relate to that, you won't be able to relax. And to relax into the feeling that this beauty, this perfect moment is the truth of where you belong. But once you have accomplished that alignment, then to release all negativity from your mental, spiritual, physical, emotional, and yes, even your financial bodies will flow. And you'll find yourself in the zone of knowing all is just well. I do this a lot. I enjoy doing this because it's like taking a mini vacation. You can do this in the bathtub if that's the only place that you have. And if you're in your cubicle at work, and you're sure nobody will see you and think you're crazy, just close your eyes and say an affirmation of your choice to yourself. And even when you open your eyes, even though you're still looking at that cubicle, it's going to be a whole lot better. Now, can you just try this for yourself? Don't take my word for it. And don't give up, because it takes practice. But you're worthy of the peace it brings. That's what God wanted for your life, a life of balance, a life of harmony, a life of love, a life of knowing that each person has a purpose. Everything has a purpose. And sometimes the things that you see may not be that kind, but even that has a purpose, because that is the contrast to beauty and everything working out. And that gives you the opportunity to see what you want and what you do not want, and what to put your most attention on. Because you see, manifestation goes where the attention flows. And if you're only paying attention to all of the things that are happening now that are so negative, and they are negative, and they are coming to a head right now because people kept ignoring each other, and people put things on each other that are not so. And we can sometimes, as human beings, suggestible. And if you allow someone else's opinion of you to become your opinion of yourself, you'll never grow. So since thinking causes manifestation, let's think always on what God says you are. You are connected to the source that made you. You are a part of that source. You are the way people who never had a chance to experience God can experience the God of you and possibly want that for themselves. You are the knowledge of God walking around. Because there are a lot of people that don't own a Bible. I find it hard to believe. And if they do, they don't crack it. It's sitting in the living room as part of your furnishings. You don't have anybody to impress. What you have to do is impress upon yourself that God is impressed by his creation. And that's you. Live your life in connection to the Spirit and be balanced. That spiritual lift for your soul would do the same thing that that little lift in my heel does for me. It aligns my back, my spine. Align your mind to the mind of the divine and live from that space. Thank you for listening to me while I remind myself. Be blessed.
produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.